Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be as almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Even though it feels like a Monday, which is why I didn't realize I was on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning until the phone rang, so it's Tuesday.
That's crazy, huh?
I put together a list, love a good list, of the five questions that will not be answered during OTAs, which kick off today, but that the Packers need to start working on getting the answers to. Of course, We have a much better topic to start the show than that edition. And that is the, what's appropriate to ask of your guests for a graduation party? Am I summarizing that okay? I don't want to give away the farm right away. This is interesting. I don't usually respond to Tausch's text very quickly. This one I responded to right away. Edition. I'm Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430, I'm a little close to the camera, ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. And of course, everything you need. On the all new, all redesigned, all free, all customizable. I was back in there last night tracking down the Matt LaFleur interview Tausch and I did on draft day from the Tundra Trio. It's in the green and gold fix area if you're looking for it. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios after a restful respite up north. Can't wait till hear if he, you gotta meet the baby, from up north, Joe. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer, and he clearly went to at least one graduation party over the weekend. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. No, I did not go to a graduation party this weekend. Oh. I'm not sure. We got received invites to some graduation
parties. I was wondering when you texted us if you had gone to the party or if it was just you had gotten the invite in the mail
and how much you paid,
handed to you, whatever.
So yeah. I'm trying to figure out now because, we had a long break, 3 days.
Oh, boy.
How much do we go into stuff that, if I'm being honest, I want to jump into outside of the Packers stuff? Because I know you're hypersensitive to this, Jason. You have what I believe we should do is a question of the day, since you have five of them, that we should hit as the these OTAs are going. But this scenario, and I think it's always interesting, especially as your kids are getting older, my kids are getting older, you coach kids, you're kind of like, all right, am I going to this? There's some graduation parties you're 100% going to go to. You're finding a way to get to it. And then I think there's a lot of graduation parties that are more, I probably feel like I have to invite this person. I really hope they send me some money. Hey, is that a fair way to break down the graduation party scene? Is that a fair way?
No. I was laughing because it's true. Real quickly before we delve further into this, because it sounded to me like you are chock full of topics that sprung from your Memorial Day weekend.
I have a few.
Is that fair?
I wouldn't say chock full. I have what I think, because I have a ton of ideas that float around. Some I text you, some I don't. Some I say, let's remember, and then we don't, you know, never get to them. I mean, I have written down. The only thing I have written down.
I got it right here.
Someday.
The only thing I have written down is cat fair on my board. That will come up at some point, and I know what it means, and I will discuss.
Am I hosting it?
I don't know if you are or not. But this, I think, is interesting because there are a ton of graduation parties coming up. There's a lot. And when you are friends with people that live out of state, I think the generalization is unless you're really feeling it, you're going to send a thank you or a congratulations card with a check or cash, and you'll move about your business. I think that is fair. This happened, and I think Sarah wisely did not tell me who sent this. Because I don't think I would have slipped up, but I don't want to know. I don't want to know if this is someone local, if this is an old teammate. I don't know who sent this. But we were with some friends at their lake place yesterday, and they have a bunch of graduation parties. And Sarah brought this up, and at like an early dinner last night.
Leonard.
And I thought, that's when I immediately grabbed my phone and sent the text because I thought, this is interesting. Venmo QR code on the graduation invite. Don't like it a bit.
Oh.
Don't know, again, don't know who sent it. But I respect the move. Like, I cannot like something and still respect the move because, let's be honest, if indeed it is all transactional, and life you hope isn't transactional, you hope there's meaningful relationships, there are going to be things in life that are transactional. There are times it's like, oh, I got to go find a card. How much do we throw in there? Where this could be a lot easier, they're actually giving you the out of just Venmoing them $40, whatever it is, and being done, but I don't like what it represents. I like the ease, but I don't like what it represents. And that was where the discussion went.
As I often do, do we have to exercise any measure of caution? Did Sarah warn you, while she did not give away the identity of the inviters?
Sure.
Are we sure that they're not like, because they're going to be able to use, they're going to know if they put a Venmo code on their invites for their kids' graduation.
Big O doesn't have anybody graduating this year. And we wouldn't miss a Big O party. We don't miss those. You're going to see this more. This is going to be standard protocol, I do believe. I don't know if it should be. And that's another conversation. And we got into, you know, whether or not we should get a dog. And then there's robot dogs that are out there that was brought up and we should be. I'm not going down that road because I want to be mindful of your itchiness and our audience.
I want to be mindful of our audience. Thank you. Yes. Our audience. I think it's important to strike a balance. And when
I agree.
And I was just having this conversation with someone who purchased an item from me on Facebook Marketplace, who's a big fan of the show. Also bought something from a guy on eBay who's a big fan of the show, which was wild. But he did say that he's like, I love Tausch's tangents. I said, and I would say this, I did say this behind your back. I'll say it to your face. I said, the dude's a genius. He is. As is the case with many geniuses, it can be difficult to deal with at times. But that doesn't change the fact.
And in fairness, you're no walk in the park either. Just in fairness. So continue.
And here's the thing about being together for this long. I knew that was coming before you said it. But he did say that there are times where I would like a little more Packers mixed
in. That's fair. I think that's a fair criticism.
Yeah, yep. Sure. So, totally this, fair. On the other hand, if this was a pool, I mean, I wouldn't dive in because I'm not really a very strong swimmer, but I would get in the pool. I am in the pool. I would go all the way up to my neck in this pool because this, I instantly texted you and said, IPT. And then in Tausch fashion, came up with what I thought was a sage alternative. Where you're still asking for money, but it's got a little more of a educational bent. So we will put this on Twitter now. I think that we'll be up and running here momentarily. But I am curious, since you were discussing this with your group of friends at their lake house and with Sarah, Sarah's kind of the moral compass of this show. Like, if I want to know if we're going too far one way or the other, I check in with Sarah.
She does have a good balance about her.
Yeah. Where did she fall on this before we move forward? Because my knee-jerk reaction is IPT, and I don't actually respect it like you do. That feels I don't want to get an invoice along with my invite.
But it's not an invoice. And I think Sarah kind of went through a similar thought process that I did. Now, in fairness, again, I would not have known that this even existed because
you don't check the mail.
We got this fancy new calendar that has got everything on it, and it annoys me.
Oh, but is it one of those electronic deals that's on the wall?
Yeah, it's... I'm not going to give it the... I'm not going to advertise for
it. I kind of wanted to get one of those. You don't like it?
4 to 5 p.m. party.
Well, that's the Tausch calendar.
No, she actually had put in whose party it is and what time it's at. And so that is all good. So I would not have known about the Venmo piece to this.
Okay.
And I do believe, as we were talking, I think Sarah had... And if she's listening today, she'll respond. I feel fairly confident. I think she had similar thoughts as what we did last night, was that is really rude. I don't like it. It's super unrelationshipy.
Transactional.
But I think it's easier on the person, too. So while I don't like the concept of it, the ease of doing something is a lot nicer than having to go get a card. And then write something, basically, congrats, hope you use this in a good way, or whatever you put down on the card. This way, it is just a Venmo with a note to say, happy graduation. That's really what, and then the question is, if you Venmo said person, do they send you a Venmo back of thank you, or do they have to still send a thank you card? That is where I'm not 100% sure. I still would like a thank you card back, because I know...
Like handwritten through the mail?
Yep. So you're making it easier. We're not coming like Jesse. We're not going to go there and wolf down food and ask for leftovers to take home. So there's no expense to you. It's not a shot at you. It's just reality. That happens to you a lot. And so you're doing that, but I still want a handwritten thank you card back if I do make a donation to your college fund or whatever it's going to end up being. Is that fair?
First of all, the handwritten thank you card, is we still abide by that as best we can? Now, I have taken a little bit of a twist and had the girls write handwritten cards and then scan them in and emailed them to people because... Again, I understand, but I'm trying to be agile in a new era. But I believe in those as well. I don't want to get hung up on how to thank someone for asking me for money via Venmo. Like, you know, okay. I sell a toy mailbox on Facebook Marketplace. Somebody Venmos me. That's transactional. You invite me to your party and deliver the
expectations. You don't want to go, but this is the tough part. Because I think they know you can't go or don't want to go, and you don't want to go. I would bet most of the time you, knowing how you operate, especially if the girls have anything to it, like if they're going to go catch butterflies in the park, you're going to probably say, no, I got to go watch my kids catch butterflies.
That's not a shot.
It's just reality.
You've delivered two shots at two people and then told them it wasn't a shot.
Well, because it's not. I can see you guys on camera grimace when I'm not even looking
catch
for you to grimace.
Butterflies in the park.
Jason, if your daughter said, hey, Dad, let's go catch butterflies in the park, and Stewie's got a graduation party over in Ashwaubenon, you ain't going to Stewie, and you don't barely know Stewie, and he gave you a Venmo option, you're going to go catch butterflies in the park with your girls. Like, who are we kidding here?
I am just going to say this. If you send me an invite and I'm not attending your party, I'm not sending you a check in the mail. If you send me an invite and it has a Venmo scan code on it, I'm not donating to your cause. I'm not. I find that presumptuous and obnoxious. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
We will not be doing that. Wow. When the girls graduate from high school, I can 100% Homer true guarantee we will not put a Venmo on our graduation invitations. Period. Finn.
Wow. Wow.
Would you do that? Would you do not what? Forget about your
NFL
career.
I'm not going
to
watch butterflies. No. I'm not watching butterfly pickup.
No, you also won't get a dog because you're kind of a...
It might be this robotic dog thing. I'm not going to go into
getting
it.
A dog.
Kind of an interesting,
you're not
kind of an
a
interesting
robot
mix.
Dog.
I'm not saying I am, but I'm saying it was really interesting when the notion got brought up.
Okay. So where did you ultimately fall on this? Are you sending money via Venmo to these people?
It's a great question. I have to find out who they are, first off.
Well, doesn't Sarah handle this anyway?
She does, and typically I don't even, like, if we can't go, I don't even really know. She is great at handling that. In this case, because it is new, I am guessing that we will have some conversation about what we will do. I disagree. I think if you have no relationship at all with the people, I get it, but then you're not going to get an invite. Do you get what I'm saying? They're not going to invite random people out of the blue for no reason.
Other than to make money.
They're not.
It's a Ponzi scheme. Jesse, how did you respond to this when Tausch asked it?
I think it's actually a courtesy to the guests to provide the Venmo QR code.
I think there's people that are going to think this.
I am in favor of
it. Tell me more.
It's a new world. Kids these days, whether you're graduating high school, college, they don't want to get a check or cash and run to the bank and put it in. Like, that people don't want to do that anymore. They want to be able to do it as easy as possible.
Hey,
and so,
Jesse.
Yes.
UW Credit Union has a deal. You don't have to do any of that.
Understand.
Boom, boom.
And Associated Bank does as well. We have a couple of great banks who are part of this show have options where you can do
this
that.
This isn't 1983 when you got to get in your car and drive 25 miles.
No.
And sign. And
just take
like,
a picture
it's not
of
1984.
The check. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Jesse. You
but
know
also
than that. Continue.
With weddings, with graduations, with any other bridal showers. We just saw a text from Tammy and Slinger on the Carbless Talking text line. Bridal showers, any type of event where you want to provide some type of payment. I'm sure this happens with like confirmation parties and other things like that, too. There's always these hoops of how much do we give and how do you spell the name correctly? Mr. and Mrs. Whatever the new name is when you're getting married. Do you want to give the new name, the old name? I think this is a very easy way to just say, boom, boom, there it is. You can still provide a card without any cash or check inside of it. And you could say, like, it's just a
That's not convenient,
It's a super convenient way to provide the Venmo QR code for anybody to have. Like, I saw in a church bulletin a few weeks back, they had a Venmo for an offering. Like, instead of putting the thing in the dish when they pass it, you could just Venmo the church for an offering. Like, this is happening everywhere. Venmo's taking over.
Okay.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Is this IPT or convenient? I understand Jesse's point. My response, and again, I don't know because I have not had to ask or do one of these graduation invitations. And Jesse didn't know what this is because he doesn't have kids. There are 529 accounts, which are college funds. I thought you could split the difference and there could be the opportunity to donate directly to the college fund as opposed to the Venmo.
The human fund. Just do it to the human fund.
So then Sydney can go spend it on lotion or something. So I'm open to being convinced that I am just a dinosaur who has not kept up with the changing social landscape and the technology piece of that. I am open to that possibility. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll get to your responses to this after Tausch tells us about Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
There is no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now. Graduation season, wedding season. If you're looking to host these parties, you want to make sure your windows and doors are tight and everything's great. You're looking to really, get out and get something memorable to your graduates. Get them some new windows and doors because Pella's offering up to 6 years and you don't have any financing. 0%. Set up your free in-home consultation and you commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision and suggest the Pella materials and customizations that can turn it into a reality. Again, 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends at the end of May, so visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. This is more. We'll get your thoughts on this, and we'll get to the Packers as well. Coming up on Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run, and the radio never turns.
The question is in the field, both in poll form and with a link to both of our YouTube channels and the video on Twitter. If you received a high school graduation invitation that included a Venmo QR code to give the grad a monetary gift, would you find that IPT, in poor taste for those that are not familiar with our lexicon, or convenient? And apparently there's a flying money emoji that I've discovered, which I guess is like transferring money. Woo! 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. From the Carbless Talk and Text Line, Jake in Maguanago. I'm 37 and find the whole Venmo thing ridiculous in general. The fact they ask like that, I'd be less likely to give them anything at all. And thank you cards are always nice and should be done. I agree with everything Jake said, and Jake's not nearly as old as I am. But maybe Jake's an old soul. My question for you is, in general, before we get to calls, if someone invites you to something that you are not attending, What percentage of the time, graduation party, confirmation, baptism, shower, wedding, what percentage of those events do you send some sort of monetary or tangible gift to this that person if you are not going? Because I am not, we're not very, I'm going to admit, I'm not very good at that.
I would say, we'd have to ask Sarah on that, but I'd say it's pretty high.
Yeah.
If you just can't make it, you still want to celebrate and you want to help. You get, again, you get invited, that means there's something there. Okay? There's something there. So whether it's, your best buddy and you're not going to miss it for the world, or it's something else, time is always the most valuable asset as you get older, and you know that. Throwing a little cash at somebody just to say, hey, man, kudos to you, congrats. I think that's a nice gesture, but I'd much rather you not bring anything and just show up for a couple hours. That would be what I'd prefer. It'd be great if you did both. That would be fine, too. But I would bet that when that happens, I would venture to say we're pretty high in the percentage we still do something. I don't know to what degree, but we do something.
Kelly on Twitter, I guess it's the expectation of the money that gets to me, but maybe I'm just old. That is exactly fits what I am grappling with. Maybe I'm just a dinosaur. Because there is the unspoken expectation when you get invited to a graduation party that you are going to give money, or to a wedding or whatever it is. There's also,
but I think a lot of that is, like Jesse's wedding, did you give Jesse any money?
No, I gave him a gift.
Okay. Was it a poster?
No, they were all out of those.
Was it a Hansel and Gretel?
They're very hard to find. But Jesse made a great point last night, and then we'll get to calls. But I think when Jesse makes a great point, it should be celebrated. Jesse, what was your point comparing this to a wedding?
I don't even need to make it. Lynn in St. Peter just texted it in. I think providing a Venmo link is similar to giving a gift registry link. So we were talking with some people up north. And
hey, where is St. Peter? That's not Moscow, is it?
Not that I know of.
Can you do, right, since you can't do a pirate accent, can you do a Russian accent?
I don't think so.
Went on that Russian podcast some a number rubles. Of years ago. Yeah, like we found out there's a graduation party that has a registry for all the like dorm thing. It's a high school graduation. So all the things that the kid wants to have.
You can't do a registry for a grad party. You can't do it, man. Like, what are we doing here?
Then if you want to get a gift instead of
like a Chevy
to have Wilsey digging through his basement, finding some moldy old mats, floor mats, to give to Cindy, who's going off to Og Hall up at Wisconsin. Like, what are we doing
First
here?
Of all,
people are sending registries for grad parties?
The quality of my products is very high.
Cindy.
Ruth.
Oh, boy. Wildy's got a hanger sale coming around 4th of July.
Got some camps to pay for.
If your goal is to be less transactional and you want a more thoughtful gift to give somebody that they're going to take, why not make it something they want and they have a registry in place and boom, hey, here you go. Here's the plastic compartment thing you want
Jesse,
for under your
you're
desk.
Opening up,
here's some
you're
sheets.
You're opening up a whole new can of worms here because you can't give used bed sheets to people as graduation party
no
gifts.
One's okay, saying no
I
would even get
some stop new going sheets. For the joke and let him speak.
I'm not going for a joke.
Oh,
he
you
just
can't
said
give
bed
used
sheets.
Bed sheets.
Yeah, brand you didn't I got brand new bed
I don't
sheets
think you
when
should.
I went to college.
Hey.
That's on
Mr.
you.
Mr. whatever that website is that you're schlepping stuff on. You're telling
Poshmark,
me
eBay,
you're
Facebook
what look,
marketplace.
You won't look at it and say, well, these look pretty clean.
All right, first of all,
I think I'm going to put these up and
no,
I'm going to send them
no.
over to No. Little Freddie, no. Who's graduating no. from Green Bay Preble. No. Like, I just don't think that should be part of your team.
No, no. Jesse, I think, first of all, what you bring up is a great idea. We have done this before. You put together, like, a care package of fun things that they're going to need at college. I don't like to give cash in general because I don't feel like it's creative. So I like to come up with creative ideas. If someone is going off, say, to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, I put together a gift basket that has maybe even sheets or pillowcases. Yes, brand new, not used, and some other items, a gift card to the bookstore, that kind of stuff. So,
I'm
yes,
sorry.
But
you
again,
shouldn't be picking
not all
out,
of us.
You shouldn't be picking out Freddie's bedsheet covers. Like, I just don't think that's appropriate. I don't.
Okay, I think you're getting lost on the best.
No,
the
I just don't
issue.
Think you should.
You don't have
I
to pick it out when it's on the registry. It has exactly what
yeah,
Freddie wants.
Yeah, but he's looking through his boxes in the basement saying,
what happened
oh,
to Cindy
yeah,
and Ruth? Could... Where'd they go? 844-770-3776. Let's get to one call now before they really start piling up.
And
844.
Wait for Evan Cohen, too.
That's nothing new. I forgot about it. I forgot it's Tuesday. So we'll ask him this question.
Why don't we just act like today's a Monday? Because it is in the grand.
Let's make Evan wait a little longer. Let's talk to John in DeForest. John, good morning. Thanks for holding on. IPT or convenient with the Venmo?
100% convenience.
How old are you?
38.
And
I don't know what Jake is doing at 37. So these are the kids that are on the
line, by the way.
They've maybe been to the house before. They're not 100. You're not 100% sure who these kids are, but they're around. You know who they are.
Uh-huh.
They're not the family friends. You got to get them something, and they get the invite. You're busy. You forget about it. Oh, I got to just get this gift. Quick Venmo. It's got your name on it. You put a little emoji. Done. The kids you know. You can go get them a little more of a thoughtful gift, something that they're going to have. You know them a little better. You know what to get them.
Mm-hmm.
100% convenience.
Okay. We appreciate your position. And I am open to being convinced, as I said. I think he makes... The little emojis that you add, I don't think that makes it any more special.
Nah, it does.
On Venmo.
I think it does, too. I think it brings a smile to your face. I do.
Like, you just send me $10 or $10 with a pizza emoji. I'm like, oh, yeah, that brings back memories when we shared that pizza.
So when I pay the bug guy who sprays for our bugs and I put the three bugs, you think he appreciates that more with all the little bug emojis?
Yeah, give him a little ant next to it.
Yeah, okay, uh-huh. I'll do that. I have to pay him right now, so I'll do that. And then I'll also invite him to Cindy's 8th grade graduation and send him my Venmo code.
Give him a little ant and a skull next to it. He'll appreciate it.
What if he sent you one free
spray? I would take that,
the
by
art.
The way. I'd
there
be
you
totally
go.
On board
that
with
seems
that.
Like it could be a win-win for everybody.
Well, he's a good dude, and we appreciate his work, just like we appreciate Evan Cohen, who's going to join us next. After I remind you, since we're talking about money, hey, if you're unhappy with your bank, maybe they don't make it easy for you to deposit those checks that you'd rather get via Venmo. Well, Associated Bank makes it extremely convenient. They've got the Associated Bank app, which allows you to directly deposit those checks without having to go to the bank. Or you can go. I like going to the bank personally, but again, we've established I'm old. All I know is I love Associated Bank. They've been a partner of ours from the very beginning of this show, and they have all the great customer service awards to prove how good they are. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Evan Cohen joins us next. We'll ask him about this IPT question. It's Wilde and Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the Boston Red Sox.
First pitch to Jackson Chourio. Driven left center. See you later.
Tonight on 100.5 ESPN.
I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out of this town.
We've kept Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike waiting long enough, but let's make him wait another minute. Tausch, how do you predict Evan will vote on this very, very, very good question? You guys are friends.
Transactional.
Allegedly.
He'll be transactional.
So he's on board. He's appreciating the Venmo QR code.
All right, let's find out. He'll like the ease of this. All right. I guess.
Well, let's find out. We welcome him in. Maybe we'll talk some sports as well. From Unsportsmanlike, it is Evan Cohen on Wildy and Tosh. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Do we believe that Jason forgot it was Tuesday, or Jason wanted to sign up for his most favorite thing in the world, which is less time with me?
No, I've forgotten it was Tuesday twice, and I know you love that storyline, but I was against this when Tosh suggested it, and I actually enjoy it most of the time.
Oh, wow.
Jason and I were texting last week as initiated by me, just the two of us, and I thought there were some interesting things back and forth, and so I think we're making good progress here.
I appreciate that. I'll send you my Venmo code.
Yeah, Jesse was filling me in quickly on the bit here. So what's going on? Give me some details.
Tausch, this is your story. You do it.
Oh, Jason. All right, so Evco, as your kids are getting older, Jason, all of our kids are getting older. Graduation parties are coming, and they're coming in, you know, more numbers than in the past. And there's a new era. It used to be you'd get the invite, you could make it. You can't make it, you're going to send a card regardless. Well, we received one, and Sarah wisely didn't tell me who sent it, with just a straight-up Venmo link on it. And I sent that over to the boys last night, and it spurred some pretty good conversation this morning. I've kind of went back and forth on how I felt about it. I didn't like it. I don't like it still. What say you, Evan Cohen?
Yeah, so I think there is going to be a catch to this. And I think as I reason it out, maybe you'll agree. Tausch, I don't want to talk about your personal finances, but let's do it this way. The assumption would be that someone as smart and shrewd as you are, that played a decade in the NFL, would not be looking for handouts. So maybe if your kids attached the Venmo to the graduation party invitation, it would come off like, really? They're going to ask us to pay for this? The guy played a decade in the NFL, and now he's a huge radio show, an Essence TV show on ESPN Wisconsin, right? That may come off the wrong way. But if average everyday person is saying, you know what, we're going to spend some money for our child to have a graduation party because we want to celebrate them, but we kind of need to make some of the money back, I don't blame them. I think it's like, if you're the person in the community that has a couple of bucks, you can't ask for the money back. If you don't, you can. How about that?
Well, so I'm not even the money part of it. It's more the, here you go, I don't really care if you come. That is more what I was thinking. It's, and then the ease of paying someone rather than having to go get a card, write a note, and figure out, okay, what are we putting in there, 50 bucks? What is it going to be? I didn't look at it. I think everybody that goes to a graduation party wants to support the kid. It's not really about the parents. This is about the kids. But when you get
you're right. You're right. I was just saying, in general, if the Tauschers put the QR code, I'd rip them. If the Tauschers had a graduation party and your kid's friends brought a gift, totally fine. But when you're putting the QR code, you are kind of suggesting how you want the gift to come your way, right?
Sure.
It's not like, the Wildies put a QR code. Well, you know what? Jason, for his daughters, is looking for them to have a couple of extra bucks for a college fund. Okay. But if I wanted to get them something like, if I wanted to get a Sabrina Ionescu framed autographed picture, I guarantee his kids would love that. I guarantee the girls would love that, but that's not what the Wildies are asking for if they QR code the invite. Right?
So you have always said you don't love the Christmas cards or the updates on families. You are anti that. What happens in 4 years when Max graduates high school and I send Evan Cohen and his family, who live, Lord knows where you'll live at that point, I send you a graduation invite to Max's party. What are you thinking? You thinking he wants me to send him some bucks, or are you thinking, boy, Tausch, that's nice. I appreciate you doing that. What? How would you even interpret that from your perspective?
Okay, that's a good one. If you're sending someone that's your friend out of state a graduation party invite, you know they're not going to go. So you're only sending it for the gift. I mean, that's the reality. You're sending it because you're assuming that I have a couple of extra bucks to spare. I'm not saying I do. You're assuming that. And you know, we should invite them because they'll send a good gift knowing they'll never show up for it. It's the perfect way. Like, there is such a strategy around invites, now QR codes, suggested gifts. Oh, no gifts, please, which means give a gift. There's so many strategies on that. I guess you could say the QR code, if you really want to boil it down, is someone saying, I don't want to pay for this party. I want to be neutraled out, and I'm going to tell you exactly how to give my kid a gift. That's what it is.
Jason?
I hadn't thought of it in those terms. I am curious because you now have both made, you've kind of danced around this subject. I didn't want to ask this. Is this a former player that you played with in the league? You don't know, so I'm not really. This is a hypothetical question. I'm not asking you personally to out them.
Wait, you were invited, Tausch, or your kids were invited to this graduation party?
No, this was a. We were invited to a graduation party out of town.
The four of you?
Very similar to us sending you a graduation announcement that Max is graduating, blah, blah, blah.
That is, you can't read between the lines. That is, he's going to send a good gift. Let's invite him. That is a credit for the invite, good gift, invite.
You think so?
What, are you an idiot? How do you not figure that? Oh, my God.
Well, hold up a second.
Yeah.
I invited you and your wife to a really nice concert in a couple weeks.
I thought you were joking.
Oh, can I take his spot?
What are you talking
about?
You thought I was joking. I sent you a note saying, "Hey, got tickets? Can you make it?
You want to get real?
Hey, just hold up a second, Jason. Hold up 1 second, Jason. Is this a joke? When I sent Evan, just Evan, a note said, "Hey, got 2 extra tickets for the Killers. Love for you to join us. Let me know if you can make it."
That's what I said. No, that's not a joke.
Is that a joke?
I can't believe he took that as a joke. You guys both love the Killers. You're good friends.
Yes.
Unlike us.
Yes.
That sounds great.
Okay, couple of things on this. I believe we are good friends. But I would say within the last 2 months, there was a moment where I thought that friendship was jeopardized. And I reached out to Tausch to kind of clarify a couple of things. And he never responded. So I thought things were kind of rocky, if I'm going to be honest.
But hold up a second. The Killers was. Hold up, Evan. The Killers was way before that. It was way before that.
No.
And you know that.
So don't bring.
Well, hold up. Don't bring this and that. This is not that.
Oh, boy.
I'm talking Killers. You.
Now who needs a therapist?
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Jesse, there is zero question in this scenario. I absolutely was in the wrong. There is no question. I did not think my wrong affected him. My guess is my wrong did not affect him, but he liked me thinking it did to kind of stick it to me. That would be my guess if I know Tausch.
That sounds like him.
When I crossed the line with him, am I right, Tausch?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be talking to you if that wasn't the case. So, yeah, I don't know how you've gotten so soft. Like, what's happened to you?
He's turning into me.
I was always soft.
Possible you are turning into Wildy? You're not coming to your favorite concert, your favorite band. You're all set up, and you're not going to come.
I told you that.
Yeah. All right, so where are we coming down? Where are we at with this,
so
Jason?
Can I just give you my final answer? The more details we are getting, because Jason, I think we're learning more details here. The more details we are getting, I believe said person, whomever she or he is, invited out-of-town Tauschers to a graduation party simply out of the assumption he has money, he'll send a good... They have money, excuse me. They will send a good gift. That's my assumption. Hence the QR code.
Maybe.
Make it easy, clean, yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
But I do think... I think this is going to be more standard down the road. I think this is going to be more standard as we keep going.
Jason Wilde.
In this technological...
If you had a graduation party for your daughters, would you QR code the invite? Now knowing how simple the refund, in essence, is that the Wildes spend, Jason and Paula say, you know what? We're going to go all out. I'm making up a number. We're going to spend $1,000 on a graduation party. But we know if we invite 50 people to this, we may make that money back and some. Will you consider QR coding it moving forward, Will?
No, I will not.
You can sell hangers there. No. You will not QR code it.
I will not
and
do
is it. Is it because, again, not getting in your finances, you work hard to make a good living, and you feel like we should be down 1,000 versus evening out based on the hard work that we put in to make money?
No, I am appreciative of my compensation of what I do. That said, I wouldn't say that I'm living on Easy Street necessarily. It's not
you
because
got a pool.
I don't have a pool. We don't have a pool. I am uncomfortable.
I'm a long guy.
I'm not very good at asking for money back when people when we pool our resources and I pay for something, then you got to pay a portion of it. I'm not good at asking for the money that they actually owe. So I don't like the presumptuousness of the QR code on the invite. So no, I can tell you I will not do it. Period.
All right.
Period, Finn.
Interesting.
All right, what do we got? Give us the latest nationally on Giannis here. I know that there's not been a ton. There sounds like there was a meeting. What's going to end up happening here, Mr. NBA?
Was there a meeting? Because I'm unaware of that, if there was.
I thought it was last week. Wasn't there some, nothing is really leaked out?
I thought there was a report that it was going to be last week. I have not heard that there was a meeting.
All right, well, you tell us what you think.
There may have been. I have no idea. My thought process has not changed. Until he actually asks out, I don't think he's going anywhere because I don't believe all of a sudden, things are so much different than they've been in years past. I think he's been so loyal to the Bucks and so loyal to the great state of Wisconsin that until it happens, I believe he's going to stay. Now, I will tell you a theory that some have thrown out there. This is not reporting. This is Nick fans. Like Nuno, who's our producer on our show, wants to believe this is a Knicks fan, that maybe the meeting happens between Giannis and the Bucks after the Knicks are eliminated, whenever that may be, because it could give him further clarity on next destination. In other words, if the Knicks win the title, which they're not going to, but if they win the title, he's like, oh, well, if that was my destination, I can't go there. I can't join the title team. But if they lose in this round, which I think they will, well, there's room to grow for that team. I'm the way that they grow. So maybe he's – and by the way, apply that if you want to any of the other teams that are still remaining. And then maybe he wants the full landscape – of what's available to him, with the assumption, a la Kevin Durant in 16, he's not going to join a title team.
Well, there you go. Evan, so you're writing...
Jesse, can we clip that response from the guys and then replay it all day? That was really good, the response. Dead air.
No.
Let's make sure we use that on KBN if we could. That was great. That was great audio.
Are we not allowed to think about something that gives us pause? I had not thought of that possibility.
Jesse, can you just figure out, go back, this may take you 3 weeks, but go back and find out how long that dead air lasted for. What would you say? Let's do a bet on this. Over, under 2.5 seconds of dead air.
Oh, I think it was
over 2 seconds.
Four or 5 seconds.
Over?
Yeah.
It was not four or five seconds.
Jason, how long was it dead air? Be fair.
2.34 seconds.
Okay.
So are you writing? Wait a minute. Because I do not want the Indiana Pacers in the finals.
Why is that?
Because I find them to be unlikable.
Really?
I do. Mm-hmm.
They're the biggest rival of the Bucks.
No,
they're the biggest.
No.
He hates Reggie. He hates Reggie Miller.
I do not like Reggie Miller. That's true. That is true.
And the Pacers are the Bucks' biggest rival as we sit here right now. Is that
fair? Okay. You know what? I should have corrected. Jason, I apologize. Go ahead.
So are you writing them off now?
The Knicks? Or the Knicks?
The Knicks.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but not as much as I'm writing off. Like the season's over. The Thunder are going to win the championship. Like, there is zero doubt in my mind they're going to win the championship. And I think that we get hung up on the laundry. Because, like, think about it. If they were wearing a Lakers, Celtics, or Warriors jersey, we'd all be saying the season's over. But because we're unfamiliar with this team, because it's the Oklahoma City Thunder, we just are ignoring it. And, like, the reality is, think about it this way. A completely healthy 68-win team with the MVP up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals with neither the 1 nor 2 seed in the Eastern Conference Finals left. Wouldn't we have already crowned that team if we had seen them do it before, if they had different uniforms? They are so obviously going to be the champ. And they are going to be the champ now, and there's a chance that they're going to be the champs later because they are insanely well built for the future. I mean, I'm not trying to end the conversation or make it a boring conversation, but, like, I brought this up on the show today. Think about it this way. This is from our era, the three of us, not Jesse as much, but the three of us. They were 4 wins away from the Bulls 72. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
Do you think at any point when the Bulls had 72 wins, any of the three of us that all loved MJ are like, yeah, you know, I could see them losing in the playoffs. Like, what? What, are you crazy? We would count how many losses. It would be like over under 1.5 for the entire postseason. And we would say, yeah, probably under. Like, that's how good this team has been. I've been late to the party on it. And, oh, by the way, you know, we talk about this with quarterbacks all the time in football, right? Once you're elite, once you're at that Favre or Rodgers level, you're judged by how many Super Bowl wins and how many MVPs you have, right? And, like, the number, I think, combined is 5. When you get to that 5 number, you're rarefied air, right? Which Rodgers has, 4+1, if I'm not mistaken. Favre has what? All in.
4. 3-1.
3-1. Okay. So, I think 5, if you look at it historically, if you have 5 and MVPs and Super Bowls combined as a quarterback, you're on another level, right? You realize the 2018 NBA draft, all anyone talked about was Luka versus Trey. Shea was the 11th pick in the draft. He's going to likely have an MVP. He's going to likely have an NBA championship and likely have a finals MVP. And he only has 2 less first-team All-NBAs than Luka does. And Luka, rightfully so, is looked at as this unbelievable player. Shea's resume is better. Same draft.
And if he played for the Mavericks, they'd trade him. Evan, is it too late for you to make it to this Killers concert? Because if not, I might actually take up Tausch on those tickets that he offered you if they're still available.
You broke up on me. I'm sorry. Say that again, Jason.
I said, are you 100% out on the Killers at Summerfest? Because I might actually leave my basement if those tickets that were earmarked for you are still available.
I think I am 100% out. Not because I want to be, but because I have to be.
Well, I'm glad that your friendship is still intact.
The pause was 6.5 seconds long after
further
review.
Oh, my God.
It was that long?
That it was. Yeah. Tausch and I both made a noise.
Jesse,
I said,
play
it
back if you could. Jesse, play back like my last couple of words into the pause.
Let's check the replay.
He's not going to join a title team.
There you go.
Wait a minute. That doesn't count? Evan, so you're,
said,
you're right.
He said, and there you go. That was a dead pause. That's got to be dead air.
There you go.
That is not. That
does
is
not count
that's
as
That's
anything.
Not dead air. It's not dead
air. Wait a minute. I know. Wait,
that's
what
blasphemous.
Day is Tuesday? All right, so I don't know if it's a caller day. But was that too long of dead air?
We already took a call.
That was way too long.
We already took a call today. So it is Monday. It's a Tuesday, but we're playing it like a Monday, but it's a Wednesday. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what we're doing.
Thanks, Evan.
See you, guys.
That is Evan Cohen. You can hear him every single day on Unsportsmanlike across ESPN Wisconsin and across ESPN Radio. You might think we're done with the 9 o'clock hour, but we're not. More next. Oh. It's Will the Attach.
Let me tease. Let me tease.
Sure, yes. Tease it. Tease
All right.
Go ahead.
There is some interesting news breaking about a certain cornerback that the G&G, that us on this panel, did not think was going to be back, and that news is breaking, and I think you're going to be incredibly intrigued to find out what it is. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Tausch mentioned a report from The Athletic and Matt Schneidman. Now, I feel like we've kind of felt that there's been back and forth. Goody actually said at the start of the offseason, way back in like March, that he's in contact weekly with John Thornton, who is Jair Alexander's agent, trying to figure out what's best for Jair and what's best for the Packers. So I think we feel like the contract talks have been ongoing. Yeah. But Matt reports.
I have to admit, the report is he's coming to camp or to OTAs and minicamp.
So, let me just finish before you admit what you're going to admit to. The report is that there is an offer now on the table from the Packers on a restructured contract, and that Jair, who has not been there for the offseason program thus far. Derek Ansley did mention last week that he stays in touch with him every day, but that Jair Alexander intends to attend the mandatory minicamp, which starts on June 10th, even if the contract's not done. Huh. Tausch, what does this tell you?
I'm surprised. Because when I look back in February, March, I thought there'd be no chance. I never put it at zero because I'm not Homer. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel like it. And I think the way everything kind of shook out, the Packers obviously picked up Hobbs in free agency and then didn't really dig too deep in the draft until, Micah Robinson at pick number 237. So when you start looking at all of that, they have young guys. I'll be fascinated to see what this contract looks like. How much of this is incentivized? How much is Jair getting to walk through that door?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's not going to be nearly what he wants. I know that. It will be more of how much did the Packers go to kind of put an olive branch out to say, come on back in, Jair. We still believe that you can play. Because it looked very, very doubtful.
Bleak.
That this was going to happen. And now it's starting to come to fruition that this is going to happen.
Within Matt's story, the Packers could still release Alexander before he shows if negotiations for a restructuring reach a dead end. Okay. So, again, I don't know. To me, the point you just made is the crucial piece here. And that is, how much of his contract, his base salary for 2025 is $16.15 million. Okay? How much of that needs to be non-incentivized to make this something he's willing to do? Is that not the fair question here?
I think it's more how much of this is going to be non-incentivized for the Packers to make it palatable for them to let him come in. That's what I think this is going to look at. I think Jair now, if you're already seeing he's going to report, the Packers aren't going to let him in the building if nothing has changed because of what we talked about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With a drop in a plate on your toe and then that 16 becomes guaranteed. There's a lot of things. Well, You laugh, but that happens. There are, it is, no, 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 we can't do that until this happens. And guys would, you, I don't even want to get, there's stories that have been told over the years that you, whether or not you want to believe them or not, of getting hurt and being able to get an injury settlement and doing that and fighting through, because that is a part of the collective bargaining process. The Packers are going to, I would bet, I'll be shocked if it's more than, what is 6 million out of 16? What is that percentage?
I'm not sure. That's
all right. Whatever that is.
37.5%.
That's where I feel. What is it?
37.5%.
That's where I feel like the Packers are going to be. That's about where I think they'll go max as far as what they're going to pay him.
He's going to take a 63% pay cut to $6 million.
No, because he can incentivize himself. Right, he'll be able to earn it all back.
It's still a pay cut. That
he's not coming in without a pay cut.
I understand. My question, and here's the other question I have, because again, I'm not an agent. I don't play hardball. Does saying that you're coming in regardless, because he is under contract right now,
forces their hand?
Does that force them to say, well, wait a minute, we don't want you out there and have you blow out your knee? So, sorry, if you can't agree to this, we're going to have to cut you. Like, is that a, am I being obtuse? Am I being too
I just don't
grassy
know.
Knoll here?
No, I don't know where Jair's head's at. Like I said, after the draft and no trade, and nobody has really come to, because I think most teams view Jair the same way the Packers do. Really good player, can't stay healthy. Can we count on him? That's the question marks. And with that, you're going to be more than happy to pay a guy if he's earning it. Sometimes you have to pay guys and hope. Well, the Packers paid Jair. Now they control the cards because they could say, well, we're not paying you 16. You don't want to go down to 6. You want to go to 12. We don't feel comfortable going to 12. Do I think it could end up somewhere between 8 and 10? That's the part nobody knows. But I don't know where Jair is going to make 8 or 10 guaranteed right now. I don't know that many teams that are lining up saying, we need Jair, and here's $20 million guaranteed. That ain't going to happen either.
No,
and that's
right.
Where I think both sides are trying to figure out what is going to be fair. And I think from the Packers standpoint, too, you don't want to beat him up so bad that he ain't interested.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the line Russ Bowen. This is why Russ is so good at his job. I think he's figured that piece of it out. And he's going to throw enough there that I think Jair will be engaged. And then it's, hey, man, if you go out and play good football for us, you're going to earn all your money that you were supposed to. And hopefully Jair looks at that and says, that's what I'm going to go do. Whether or not that happens, who knows?
Dream fearlessly, but insure carefully, just like they do at American Family Insurance.
And American Family Insurance, a proud partner of Wilde and Tausch from the jump. And for almost 100 years, they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
One of the questions that I posed was, what is their cornerback group going to look like? Is Jair Alexander going to be part of it or not? Sounds like we're closer to an answer. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour by discussing this further. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.